You're listening to the best of the morning blush on Hot 103 Jams.
We'll be getting above freezing until Saturday. Hundreds of folks were stranded for as much as a day on a frozen highway from Richmond, Virginia to Washington, D.C.
And I saw some people stuck in their car for a whole 24 hours, fam.
Yeah.
Lord.
Man, it's crazy. You know, they just opened up the highway. If you were stuck in a snowstorm, would you know what to do?
No, I wouldn't, other than to try to maneuver my way home.
My mother got stuck on a frozen street one time, and she had to spend the night in the gas station. You know, it's just an awful thing. And if you're not in that position, you know, a lot of folks are not preparing for it. The American Red Cross says that you should be prepared with an emergency kit in your car, which includes blankets, flashlights, non-perishable food items, liquids, and extra batteries.
Ain't got none of that. All I got is some water.
I don't even have any water in my car. Now I'm starting to think I need to get my life together, because if that were happening here in the town, I would be stuck.
Yeah, it's definitely got me thinking as well, man. As you don't want to do that. I know what to do in a hot car, not in a cold car, though.
What you do in a hot car?
In a hot car, man, you just got to sweat it out. You just got to sauna it out, man. That's all you got to do. I take it as a weight loss opportunity.
When is that a thing, though? That you have a hot car, you stranded in a hot car?
Because that happened.
Roll the window down. What are you talking?
Because that happened to me a couple times. I was
How
like, man.
How did you get stranded in a hot car?
So it was up here on 435. This was like 2006 or so. I was interning here at the station, so I didn't have that many resources. So I was like, man, forget it. I'm going to just stay in this car. I'm going to just sweat it out. I'm going to work it out, and I'm going to just sweat it out until my tire man came. And like 2 or 3 hours later and 10 pounds later, my
so
tire man came.
You sat inside a car with the windows rolled up like a nutcase?
I did, man. I did.
Why would you do that?
Why not? It was a hot day. I felt like, you know, I wanted to lose some weight. I didn't feel like going to the gym. Let me sign it out in the car real quick. I was by myself, too, so.
I bet you them seats was Sava.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621 today. Look for highs in the mid-20s. Colder, breezy this afternoon. Right now, you are clear at 18 in Grandview. Shay, what's poppin'?
Nicki Minaj is denying that she has gang affiliations with a group called the Mac Baller Brims, which is allegedly a syndicate of the Bloods gang. So, Jennifer Huff is the woman that accused Nicki Minaj's husband, Kenny Petty, of rape. And he was actually convicted of that charge some years ago and spent time in prison. So Huff is saying that Nicki tried to bribe her with $500,000 to change her story about being raped by Petty in the early 1990s.
Yikes.
So Nicki did admit that she spoke to Huff on the phone, which makes me wonder, why would you call her and what would you have to say? But she says that she did not offer this young lady any money, that she emphatically asked her to just go ahead and tell the truth about everything, do not lie about anything, and that she was not involved with this situation and her husband would have to deal with his admitting to this, even though she says he did not commit the crime.
I know this guy's her husband, but he worth all this? Because I just want to say, since she got with him, her career has been on a downward spiral.
Or has she just been at home being a mother?
When she put out a couple songs, it didn't quite stick. It didn't, but be that as it may.
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are kicking off the new year with a romantic getaway. The pair was seen boarding a private jet to the Bahamas on Monday.
Hey.
You know, I was thinking about this. What does Pete Davidson offer her that Kanye didn't? And I think it's happiness. I think she wants to laugh and smile.
There's a lot of things that you may never know. We don't know what his ego do. We don't know.
Huh?
Yeah.
L. I don't know what you talking about.
You don't? BDE?
That is not a conversation I need to be in.
Exactly. So don't worry about what that man do for that lady. We may find out by and by. We may not. I don't know.
Girl, what's going on? Mm-hmm.
So Jason Derulo was caught on tape swinging on a man who called him Usher as he was walking through this building. I would consider that a compliment to him.
That's what happened?
Yeah.
I saw the video too.
Usher, and he came and hooked. I don't think he connected, but I mean.
Nah, he did. I saw the video. He did. He swung twice. The first one didn't, but that right hook definitely connected.
That's just so goofy.
This is a sick Negro.
You know, this the 2022, you know, it's death to the sock puppets. Oh. I'm sick of it. You know what I'm saying?
You call him a sock puppet?
Yeah. I'm serious. Like, come on, fam. Go ahead and sing your Coca-Cola commercial. You ain't no thug. What you doing out here fighting because somebody called you Usher? That is a compliment.
Yeah. Stay on TikTok with Jackson Mahomes, man.
Oh, dang. You gonna go there with it?
Oh, that's what he be doing.
Oh, Lord.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Man, I'm mad at these goddamn jobs, man. I thought they want you to wake up extra early, come in, and do all this extra overtime and do this. But as soon as you got to miss a little day, oh, they want to give you points. Like, damn, what was y'all, I can't even say what I'm trying to say.
It's cool,
man. That just pisses me off, man. Mm-hmm. You work 7 to 5, oh, come in at 5, we're going to work a 12-hour shift. Oh, but as soon as you need to leave early one day to do something with your kids or whatever, they don't even think about that shit. Like, but when you get to these jobs, they say, oh, we family and friends.
Mm. All right, fam, listen. Every once in a while, I know I need a big dose of reality. And the big dose of reality is that there are a lot of people who are looking for jobs and who are out of work and who have lost their jobs in the past year. So you and I, we both got to work on being grateful for what we got because it could always be worse. I just want to pass that along to you. I ain't trying to preach to you. Just wanted to put that in your ear real quick.
I'm with you. I don't want to hear that. But they need to be grateful I'm coming and doing my job too.
Yeah, okay.
Now, when I need some help, I need some help.
Period.
He need to be off.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it was bad. Like, especially when most people come from Missouri to Kansas, it'd be hectic. But they don't care about that.
They don't care. I don't like it. That's right. You treat me the way I treat you. When you need me to do overtime, I show up. So
you
if
ain't
I
never
need
did
you...
no overtime here in your life. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Not at this radio station. You act like I've never worked other jobs.
The Woolworths that you worked back in 1998, it don't count.
Dang, 98?
You see how you try to play me?
I think I was sick.
That's what he tries to do.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But that's okay.
Fam,
I'll be talking again.
We appreciate you for calling up, man. Have a good one.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, man.
Yep.
Today I got time, cuz.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shy. Get it ready when you still sleep with Lauren. Going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be whoever long. Takes long.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Got $1,000 bag full of cold cash. Keep listening for your chance to get qualified with the Morning Grind.
Hey, Mac Sauce hotter than Kids Bop this morning. 652 today. Look for highs in the mid-20s. It's going to be a little cold. Clear 16 right now in Lee's Summit.
Legend in hip-hop's going to be on the show today. Daryl DMC McDaniels from the iconic group Run DMC. He's got a children's book, Daryl's Dream. It's his second career right here. Still out there performing and doing their thing, but yeah. This new book, very interesting. I had a chance to read it. I enjoyed it.
I loved it too, Shay. Tune in for that interview coming up on the Morning Grind.
So, DMC's got a second life. You and I have been doing this radio career. Me a little bit longer than you, but, you know, it's been great. Mm-hmm. Would you consider your career a good one?
Yes, I would, man. I'm super blessed. Didn't expect to get where I got to.
4.5 million Americans quit their job in November. Want a new life, so done with it. This is the highest numbers in history. They're calling it the Great Resignation. Mm. If you could quit your job today and be financially okay forever, what would you do to stay busy?
Man, I would probably, I would do a couple things. I found a new hobby that I really like, and it's working on a house. I do. Me and my Uncle Keith working on the kitchen. And I really like it doing that. So I would probably be into home improvement and streaming Madden.
Okay.
You?
I would devote more of my time to the community. I would mentor people. I would be very helpful to organizations that I care about and causes that I care about.
Yeah.
I would travel a whole lot. I would go see the corners of the earth, every direction you can think of. You know, there's 193 countries in this world, and I would go to each and every last one of them if I could.
Only 193? I thought it was more than that.
Why you think that?
I thought it was 193 countries in Africa alone. Yeah, I'm not a traveler though. But yeah, that sounds fun though. Sounds something that you would do definitely with a bunch of books.
Well, you know, I'm into audiobooks now. I've always been a snob just because I like the way books feel in my hand. I like the sound that it makes when you're turning the page. I like seeing books in my house. But one of my friends sent me Will Smith's book on audiobook, and I absolutely love listening to it because I could wash the dishes and do stuff in the house while I was listening to the book. And it was read in his voice. So that made it even better.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
One time for the men of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. Today is their Founders Day, Brian.
Hey, Kappas.
Founded January 5th, 1911 on the campus of Indiana University. Got some really good friends that are part of that fraternity. One time for y'all.
Hey, shout out to Kevin Holmes. Congratulations on another year, y'all.
It's Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 7:10 today. Look for highs in the mid-20s. Sunny skies later on. Right now, you are clear and cool in 18 on 18th and Vine.
I've been a part of the Kansas City Go Red for Women movement for the last couple of years. And because of a generous anonymous donor, the organization is going to be offering 3 scholarships to young women interested in STEM here in our city. We're talking with Amanda Nichols, Go Red for Women director. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about why STEM is the focus of the Go Red for Women movement.
The Go Red for Women movement is all about empowering women to be the best versions of themselves. Typically, we're talking about in the health world, but we know how important it is to have all the different people at the table when it comes to that next big thing. And we think it is so important not only to have women, but women of color at that table. And we know how underrepresented women are in those STEM fields. And for whatever reason, we just don't have enough. And so The STEM Goes Red initiative through our Go Red for Women movement is all about empowering young women to look at those careers as a future for themselves and hopefully go into them. So this year we're going to be giving away three $2,500 scholarships to any freshman to senior girl in the five major counties in the metro. So Jackson, Clay, and Platt on the Missouri side, or Wyandotte and Johnson on the Kansas side. Basically, it's just for those women who think that they want to major in a STEM field. And what's so great about STEM is that there are so many different fields that there are a lot of different majors that fall into there. So some people are like, ooh, I don't know if this is for me because I don't know if I want to do STEM. Well, if you want to go into finance, or you want to go into anything that deals with technology, or you want to be a math teacher, like all of those are STEM fields. We are encouraging young women to apply for that. It's also really great if you're interested in attending a tech school or a trade school or a vocational school. You know, it's not just for the traditional four-year and two-year colleges, which I think is super important. Go to www.heart.org/KC, and there is a link about our STEM Goes Red scholarship, or you can email kc.stemgoesred@heart.org, and there'll be a link for you to grab the application.
The reality is there could be about 2.5 million unfilled STEM jobs if young ladies are not moving into these fields. So this is definitely something that you as parents and you as students need to take a look at. Amanda, thank you so much for calling up and sharing this information with our audience. KC STEM Goes Red at heart.org, or the website was what again?
Well, it's kc.stemgoesred. Got to remember that dot at heart.org, or heart.org/KC, just KC.
The application deadline is March 1st, and the winners will be announced on April 2022. So let's make a date, Amanda, to announce those three winners coming up in April, okay?
I would love it. Thank you so much for your support, Shay. I know you know more than most how important it is to have these young women in these fields, and we're just honored to be able to work with you and spread all the good news.
We love the kids.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it.
Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 today. Look for highs in the mid-20s. Colder and breezy. A little sunny. Right now you are clear at 16 in Blue Springs. Shade, what's poppin'?
Oh, yes, it is Capricorn season.
Mm-hmm.
So let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Capricorn friends. George Funky Brown, member of the group Kool & the Gang, is 73 today. Actor Ted Lange, he played Isaac on The Love Boat. He's 74 years old today. Eddie Murphy's ex-wife, Nicole Murphy, is 54 today. Grady Thomas, member of Funkadelic, is 81 today. How come nobody named their child Grady no more?
Why you think?
Grady.
Same reason why you don't see no little Elizabeths around.
Man, there's plenty of Elizabeths out here in these streets.
Uh-huh.
Acting comedian, friend of the show, Guy Tori, is 53 today.
Uh-huh.
Actor Jason Mitchell, he played in Straight Outta Compton and The Chi. He's 35 today. And reality star from Little Women Atlanta, Miss Juicy Baby,
is 50.
Happy birthday to all them crazy Capricorns born on January 5th.
Said no one ever. Mm. Everyone loves Capricorns. I don't know what you're talking about.
I like crazy.
We're not crazy, though. So Moneybagg Yo says that he's no longer drinking that Waukesha.
Oh, that's what's up. So it done got the best of him, huh?
He said that he's going to give up that lean. Quote, I used to think being sober would blank with my creative process. I see that's just a mind thing because I've been more active, my skin glowing, and I've been dropping nothing but pressure. Hashtag no more Waukesha.
I like that about him. I like the change up, the growth. And leave that stuff alone, man. For anybody out there that's trying to get on it or want to get on it, don't do it, man. There's been so many people that's died from accidental overdoses and other things.
Yesterday, Snoop Dogg gave Eli Manning a death row chain for his birthday.
Welcome, Snoop. It's Eli's birthday. Hey, the floor is yours. Please give him some kind of present. He needs it.
Eli, I would like to present to you this death row chain for being so hip-hop and being so hip.
That's yours, baby. When I see you, you got that. I'm going to put that around your neck. Happy 41st birthday, Eli.
Thank you. I will look good in that.
Eli, I want you wearing that for the playoff game in 2 weeks. All right, that's a must.
He seemed happy.
Oh, he was happy. I saw it on the Manning cast. Mm-hmm. He gonna rock it too.
Mm-hmm. Didn't sound like it to me, but okay.
103 Jams and the Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it? Hey, we got it. Come get it
with the hottest celebs.
I love Kansas City.
When's the last time you been here?
2 years ago, like right before the pandemic shut down everything. I love Kansas City. I love the people there. I come there and do a lot of shows with the band Jackal. So shout out to my friends Jesse James Dupree and Jackal. It's like a second home to me because, you know, 4 years ago I put out a comic book. Daryl Makes Comics is my company, and I get to attend annually the Kansas City Comic Con. That is a place that rocks, and not only rocks, it also rolls.
Daryl DMC from Run DMC, an icon in the game, a legend, hip-hop history walking.
I don't really think I'm a legend. People say that. I know Run DMC has done some amazing things. I think the real legends and the icons are all those boys and girls before Rapper's Delight, before recorded hip-hop, because they were the ones that were already doing the culture, creating the culture, advancing the culture, designing the culture, and innovating the culture. We are just responsible representatives who became legends. And then all the things we did with My Adidas, we took our culture, not just music and art, we made it fashion, we made it film, we made it TV, and even like you, B. Shannon and Shay, we even on the radio as journalists and personalities. So what I'm basically trying to say is I'm not a legend alone, because I am nothing without you guys, because collectively, we are hip-hop.
Well, you can say that, but I will say, as a girl born and raised in Queens, you are a legend to me. I remember being on Jamaica Avenue wanting a pair of Adidas so bad, and my mother couldn't afford them.
You are so official with that. Jamaica Avenue, looking in the window, wishing you had the green or the red Adidas. You're 100% right. I know you laughing because we all went through that. Looking in the window, saying, man, back then it was like $30, $35.
Exactly.
You would even have to have two jobs. You would have to save your allowance, or you might have to sell some weed to get some Adidas. And that's why the Adidas record was able to, you know, make it possible for Jay-Z and 50 and even Kanye today to have sneaker deals.
We giving out flowers this morning. Daryl DMC McDaniels is on the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean with a new children's book called Daryl's Dream. Now, this is the first book I've read since James and the Giant Peach back in 1994.
I remember that, right?
Go ahead and tell our listeners what this book is about.
Yeah, well, basically, as you know, especially Shay knows, coming all the way from Queens to Jamaica Avenue, everything I've done creatively was always something that could resonate and relate to you. You saw DMC with the glasses. You saw DMC with his shell toes. You know, I've always rhymed about my family. Son of Viper, brother of Al. Banner's my mother, Run's my pal. It's McDaniels, not McDonald's. These rhymes are Daryl's, those burgers are Ronald's. I ran down my family tree. My mother, my father, my brother, and me. So I always talked about things that people could relate to in their own lives, while at the same time inspiring and motivating. But most people, for the last 40 years of DMC, you know, me getting out of high school, going to St. John's University, hooking up with Run and Jay, Walk This Way, My Adidas, Live Aid, everything that I went through personally. I was 35 years old when I found out that I was adopted. I found out that I was a foster kid, all of that. We just came out of the holiday season. Christmas time in Hollis, Queens is now a part of iconic holiday tradition. So I took it upon myself to do exactly what I've been doing with my music and videos, but put those same stories, everything Daryl McDaniels from Hollis, Queens went through, but put them in picture books and put them in situations from kindergarten, first grade, the backyard, when I went to camp, so that this younger generation can achieve two things. Realize, like all of us in hip-hop, we have everything already to allow us to be successful. And at the same time, no matter what our situations are, we can do and become whatever it is that we want to be. So Daryl's dream is young DMC, before he became the mighty king of rock who told the world to walk this way in his Adidas, all the struggles and obstacles and adversities that he went through, so that his younger generation, hey, y'all know I've been around so long, people's grandmothers and grandfathers know who I am. So I've taken all of those relatable stories and putting them in a kid's picture book so that I can start speaking hip-hop culture greatness into the younger generation now, because I really think it's needed.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I read the book last night. It's available right now for anyone who wants to get it. And the main thing that I took from it was to be yourself. In the young DMC, he had glasses and he was smart, and the kids made fun of him because of that. And it's really odd. I was just listening to Nas's The Bridge podcast on Spotify today, and your partner Run was on it talking about how he was afraid to get out there when you all did a show at a skating rink in the Bronx, and you came out there and commanded the stage. And he said that when he asked you, how did you get out there, you said, I'm a superhero. And so to see him envisioning himself in the book as a superhero, it all made sense.
When I stepped on that stage, I was pretending I was more powerful than the Mighty Thor, Hulk, Spider-Man, and Captain America combined, you know. And it's funny that you say that. If you go back and listen to my rhymes, the Easter egg was always there. I'm the king of rock. There is none higher. Sucker MCs should call me sire. To burn my kingdom, you must use fire. But I won't stop rocking until I retire. I decide when it ends. I decide when it begins. I decide what it is. You're 100% right. I took that same mentality that Run saw in me and that you saw in the book. And that's why I put it in the book. You know, crash through walls, come through floors, bust through ceilings, and knock down doors. That's what rappers don't do that. Superheroes do that. But since I thought I was really doing that, I was able to achieve everything in the music business. We knocked down the walls that was once holding us back as a culture and a people. We brought people together. We didn't just do music. We touched fashion. Like, everything that's going on that's dope in this world and incredible and stylish and amazing is coming from our culture. So I want to show the kids now that they have the potential and the abilities now. But, you know, it takes a little encouragement to our younger people to believe in themselves. Like, it's funny that you say that. I was actually mad at Run that he wouldn't go out there because he already had 5 years in the business before me for being the son of Curtis Blow.
Right, as a DJ.
So he already knew what it was like to be in front of an audience. I say, DMC and the place to be. Daryl makes comics just like Stan Lee. Like Peter Parker, I come from Queens, and like T'Challa, I am a king. Peter Parker, Spider-Man, lives in Queens, just like me and you, Shay. Mm-hmm. T'Challa is a king. I'm the king of rock. You're a queen from Queens. So everything that was similar about greatness is right in front of us. But now, if I put it in a picture book the same way I put it on my rhyme record, I can have an impact of encouraging and empowering the younger generation to go above and beyond what me and Brian and you, Shay, are doing. They need to see that, yes, it is possible. And that's all that hip-hop and rock and roll did for me. Those records, you know, everybody from James Brown to Stevie Wonder to Marvin Gaye to Parliament Funkadelic to the Beatles and Led Zeppelin, and the list goes on and on. That's part of my strength. But my superpower was given to me in the confidence that I started because of things I can relate to believe in myself.
I'm ready to bust through this wall.
Man.
Let's do it. You know how it goes. So I got America out. I got Ghetto Metal, the video out. And I got the kids book. So what I want people to do is, I do stuff that brings families together. You can read the kids book with your kids. Then after you finish, you can go right over, turn on the music, because you can sit there and listen to my songs with the kids. My songs will touch a fifth grader, a first grader, and it'll touch an immortal, it'll touch a god, it'll touch a Martian, it'll touch a young person, an old person. So I like to do things creatively that's universal, but above all things, be shining and shame more. I like to do things that are fun, and that's what this is all about.
Yes.
Daryl's Dream, the book, is released on ebook and audiobook. You can check that out everywhere books are sold. Daryl DMC McDaniels, the living legend. We're going to call you that on this show because that's what you are to us. Thank you so much for joining us on The Morning Grind and blessing us with your presence. We appreciate it.
KTRS, it is the best.
Right.
Hey, have a good one. Be blessed.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Powerball tonight, $550 million.
Lordy, lordy, lord. Now you done made me have to make a trip to the gas station.
It's a nice round number for a playgirl such as myself.
Such as a king as myself.
Boy, look, I'll be a distant memory if I... Just letting you know right now.
550?
Yeah.
How much we taking home of that?
We? I told you about speaking French on this show.
How much I'm taking home of that? If I were to win?
You know what you taking home?
About 250,000, million.
That sweatshirt you wearing? That's what you getting out this deal.
You gave me this shirt already.
I done did what I'm gonna do.
This ain't got nothing to do with the Powerball, though.
Oh, yes it does.
No, it don't. You gave me this before if you win it.
You done got what I'm giving you.
Yeah, all right. You ain't going to be like that.
This is the first time you've ever won this, I think.
No, second time.
I've never seen it.
Shout out to my fam from Buffalo.
Yeah.
What's her name?
I'm Living B.
There we go.
There's been some chatter on the Vine that's great that Mayor Lucas would be trying to transition into that U.S. Senate seat that'll be open soon. Well, during a press conference yesterday on Facebook Live, he said no. He's going to run for his second term as mayor of Kansas City. He loves this city, and he feels like there's more work to do.
Absolutely, there is. And he's already accomplished so much. It hasn't even been 4 years yet in what he's done. And I'm looking forward to the future of Kansas City. He's, to me, Shay, he's made the future so bright in this city because there's so many young professionals moving here, so many developments. Of course, there's some bad things going on, but there are more great things going on under Mayor Lucas's watch than bad things.
Well, he made sure he let everybody know I did what I did, and I don't got a problem with that. Sometimes you got to remind people of what you do because it's so quick to forget, you know?
Absolutely.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next at all. Happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
821. Look for highs in the mid-20s today. Right now. Jay, you good? Right now, you are clear and cool in 18 at the Grandview Triangle. Shay Moore, what's popping?
How about I was just sitting here eating my Honeycrisp apple like I was off work already? I don't know.
You good?
Brian, what is going on with me?
Nothing. You good. You good. You just hungry. That's all. Like we all are.
So I was really off this. Like I was thinking about something else. I was saving a picture on Facebook.
Talk about Chris Brown's new single he got coming out.
Okay.
I don't have a sample of it or nothing.
It's called Iffy. And he released a teaser. Basically, it just said Iffy on it, and it'll be out on January 14th.
Hopefully, it ain't 50 songs like the last two.
Well, you know, that's a lot for the money, right?
Yeah, I guess.
So, Coco of SWV shared her experience in Virginia's winter storms. Now, for those of you who are just finding out, there was a whole stretch of highway, like 50 miles, where people were literally trapped in their cars because of a snowstorm that dumped a bunch of snow on that area. She was one of those folks in the car.
You said Virginia or West Virginia?
Virginia.
So, do they... I would assume they get snow there, right? Were they not prepared, or...
Well, it came all of a sudden, the storm.
Okay.
And it was a lot. The first year I lived in Buffalo, we got 95 inches of snow overnight. So there's nothing you can do
95?
To stop that. And
that's
literally
like 8 feet.
I was driving home and my car stopped at one point because it could not get through the snow. So I just had to leave it. Thankfully, I was in the driveway of the apartments that I lived in, and it just stopped right there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So,
that's wild.
And that happened over like a 2-hour time frame of the snow just starting. So this kind of thing can happen.
Yeah.
She said that that she got stuck in a pile of snow, and people were kind enough to come push her car out. Her car did get damaged, but she and her son are safe, and she's not taking any more road trips anytime soon.
Yeah, I know that's right. Glad she made it up out of that.
So Pooh Shiesty pled guilty to one charge in a federal case for allegedly possessing a firearm in furtherance of violent and drug trafficking crimes. He admitted to this in court on Tuesday. The other three charges against him have been dropped, so he is no longer facing a life sentence. Instead, prosecutors are suggesting that he serve 97 months, which is 8 years behind bars.
Wow. Hip-hop police is real, man. Like, you gotta, what you put in your lyrics, you might as well just put it out into the world, and you might as well live them, because that's what people are going to assume that you're doing anyway.
But I think that that's unfair.
You think so?
Yeah, rock and roll music put out Twice Bitten, Twice Shy, whatever, did that mean they a vampire? I mean,
it ain't fair. That's the way it is.
If Martin Scorsese puts out a movie, do you automatically assume that he's a gangster? No, right. It's cinematic, and it's fiction.
Right.
That's what I think, and it's like, you know, to hold people, but whatever, I ain't getting ready to get on.
Nah, I feel you, but that's just the way
it is. But I like Pooh Shiesty, right?
Why are you
laughing?
You trying to get it back in blood, Shay? That's what you trying to do this morning?
Have you ever seen me gigging to that in the morning? Because y'all know I be in here dancing.
I ain't really seen you dance to that song, but...
What you see me dance to?
drop it low for Jesus?
You ain't
seen
me dropping no low for no Jesus.
Look at you.
Keep the Lord in mind.
Just two-stepping through.
When you dirty wine, drop it for Jesus.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This
is
Keon.
All right, let's see what you got, Keon.
You blow my mind. I'm satisfied.
Outstanding. Hey. Guess what? Say you knock me out.
Oh.
Hey. Y'all
break
know
it down.
About
Go ahead and get your sing on then, Keon.
Congratulations.
We got you entering into that grand prize drawing for your chance to get $1,000 in cold cash. That announcement is coming your way January 28th, all right?
Y'all need that $1,000.
No, that's right, child. Tell everybody what morning show you wake up with.
The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine. I-103 Gems. Don't forget to slam that Z.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to win $1,000 in cold cash.
The money's so real.
Dropping a stack.
Money stack high, bro.
Here we go. Hot 103 Gems.
Pay me too.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. RJ. Powered by PRA Health Sciences and Hot 103 Gems.
It's a new year. While there is absolutely nothing wrong with the New Year's resolution, I have to agree with Psychology Today's notion that perhaps setting a theme for the year should be the first step to long-lasting change. You can use your annual theme as a guiding light if you get lost along the way. For the rest of the year, review your theme to make decisions, set boundaries, and return to your purposeful and satisfying path. Here are a few steps to building your theme. Step 1. Learn from the past year. Ask yourself, when were you able to use your best talents, skills, and gifts? What were you doing, and how did you feel? Step 2. Clearly seeing the present. Ask yourself, what impact are you making? Is this enough for you right now? What used to bring you joy, but now the energy is disappearing? Step 3. Declare what lights you up. What do you dare dream of doing? What do you long to create? Is there something you're called to do but thought you couldn't? Now, declare your theme for the year. You might choose a word, a phrase, or even a state of mind. After following the steps above, I've decided that my theme is to be the vessel. That's what fires me up. That's what makes me happy. That's what gives me joy. And I hope that you will find the same thing for yourself this year. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams. Be well.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.